We're broadcasting the show's on. That's what we're doing. It's the pretty.
He said pretty.
Pretty
so.
Well, it was Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Oh,
was the previous
that was your
title
other
of the show?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, for almost 2 years, he was nailing that one.
Yeah,
we get a rain delay.
Yeah, it's like in my memory, yes. Just locked in there now.
Sense memory. Mm-hmm. It's the Patty Vasquez show with Andrea Darlis. I didn't know that you wiped everything down before you started.
I know. I meant to tell you this. I thought you knew this about me. I always do that. Well, so we share these little, the first thing I do is I take a wipe and I wipe down the keyboard, yeah, and then the little buttons where we turn our mics on and off, and then the mouse, because there's so many germs on there. I'm a huge germaphobe too. So when I get on an airplane, you want to sit next to me because I'll have wipes and I'll wipe off the tray table and the handlebar and the seat backing, and then I'll give wipes to the people sitting next to me because inevitably I'll get the middle seat.
So says the person who asked, I asked, but here I am setting up my own headphones and my own microphone cover. So
That's right. Yeah, yours is blue.
I just don't wipe everything down. I use my own. Why don't you have your own?
I do. I've lost it, and then I gave one to Anna DeVlantis.
That woman. Get your microphone cover back. Although she's been using it now.
I know. So not that she has germs, of course.
No, nobody does.
No.
No one that we
sorry,
like.
Anna.
No one that we like has germs. Like, Michael does not have germs. We're pretty sure you have no germs, correct? There are people just really
no
losing
germs
their minds.
At all, in fact.
No. Germs.
Yes, very clean. I'm a clean machine.
Yeah, you are.
All right, this is a jumbled start because I kept asking. I asked at like 6 o'clock.
I said,
hey, you guys want me to come down? They're like, well, no, we think they're going to play. I was like, all right.
Right. And, don't you love our text? How they disjointed when I shouldn't say you love it, but it's just very funny to read. You know, like, can you be here? Well, no, it's okay. No, it's okay.
Yes.
No, we're fine. No, it's going to rain.
Well, I was in the middle of trying to help my husband out because my son Declan has a developmental disability, and part of that is that he cannot speak, and he loves his iPad, and it's his only way to communicate.
Okay.
And we've been having some trouble with it, so we were running around trying to get that replaced, and on top of it, you have to make sure there's like a sturdy cover to it. So when I realized we might be doing this, so we split up. I went home, and then so my husband had the car. So when they finally, I was as confident as Stephanie was that we would not be doing a show. So I was like, you don't worry about it, but if things don't turn out, I'll just grab a Lyft. And then I had a Lyft driver who called me, and she's like, I'm waiting for you. I'm like, okay, I'm on my porch.
And she had the wrong location?
Yeah. I was like, she's like, yes. And I'm like, that's not where I am. That's not where I live.
Right.
Because everybody always ends up on this other street that looks like my street.
I know. Yeah. Isn't it weird when you call an Uber or a Lyft, it used to do your exact location. And now when I lived in the South Loop, it would every time I'd call for an Uber or a Lyft, it would put me at McCormick Place.
Oh,
I'm like, no, I live near it, but not
not there.
Not there.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they're always like around the corner, and then they get mad at you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, no.
Do they still charge you if you cancel?
Yes, it's $5 if you cancel.
Okay,
at least $5 if you cancel.
I got an Uber the other day, and I canceled it, and I forgot to look and see if they charged me.
But you should be able to, you should get a receipt of that.
Yeah, yep. I should be able to.
And generally, depending on the reason for the cancellation, if it's something where they didn't pick you up, or they were in the wrong place, or took too long, you can usually challenge those.
What if I canceled it really quick? You know, within like two seconds, and I went, oh, shoot, I don't need an Uber.
Yeah, I think that they have like a certain number where you can do that.
Okay.
Where like I ordered it on accident, right?
Yeah,
but if they're
yeah.
close, if they've made it en route to you, then they will charge you, I think. But if it's almost immediately after you order the ride.
A quickie, yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were ordering that. Okay. I mean, I don't know
no
what the charge
never
is.
Yes. No wonder I never got it. I'll pay for that.
Hello. I can't help it. I'm a little slap happy from not knowing what we were going to be doing.
And we were just talking about this, right, Patty?
Yes.
And was it Monday or last week where I said how many? It's so weird how they were talking about canceling this game, and it was bright and sunny and beautiful. Mm. And then there was the threat, and then they said no. And I'd almost rather just have them say, you know what? Because of the threat, we'll cancel it just for schedules and stuff. Because think of all the people who got to the ballpark and now might not be. Same
right.
game.
No. And then they have to reschedule. I know.
Yeah.
Especially with a lot of people make plans to go to the game. But look, Mother Nature has her way.
Right.
Sometimes she wakes up drunk. And she's like,
especially lately.
How about a little of this? How about a little hot and humid, sunny, and then tornadoes? And which, by the way, we are going to check in with Mike Hammernick in
yeah.
a little bit. I saw that there were tornadoes touching down. Where is Green Garden, Illinois? Do you know where that, or is that in Illinois? WGN television was reporting a touchdown in someplace called Green Garden.
Oh, and yes, there was a warning as well in Will County. There's a Green Garden golf course.
Oh, is that what it was? But it's not a county?
I'll check. Okay. Yeah, there's Will County for sure that they spotted funnel clouds, and they were posting on Twitter some pictures of that, like the Frankfort area, Joliet, and Manhattan. Down okay. in Will County, we're getting really pounded.
All right. So it looks like this is, you know, the bulk of it, the big, you know, huge sort of concentration of the rain, it has moved away. But there are still these bands that look like they have the, you know, severe weather right in the middle of them.
Right. It's unfortunate. It's so pretty. You know, with all the different colors, it's just like a little like a rainbow cloud that just goes through.
I love how you see the possibility of death and destruction as pretty.
I know. I'm trying to see the glass half full.
No, you mean the combination of colors,
exactly,
from green to yellow to the
right
orange, and then the horrible.
Right.
Scary red. Well, 312-981-7200. Give us a call and let us know what the conditions are like in your area. We often like to make sure that people are updated, know what's headed their way, perhaps, and just check in. Well, we've had nights, Andrea, where people lose power and their only source of information is actually the radio because they can't get online.
Yeah.
Make sure that your phones are charged if you live in an area that looks like it might have extreme weather. This is a good time to talk about. I know that it's always a better time to talk about it before it happens, but, you know, different ways to make sure that you have a source of power, you know, whether it's for your phone, for other items that you definitely need. I have one of those hand crank radios.
I was just going to ask you that.
Of course I do.
I had a feeling you did.
I have a go bag. Andrea, right. I have a go bag. You know what a go bag is?
Is that where it looks like a cooler and it's actually the radio in it?
No, a go bag.
Because I have one of those.
A go bag is an emergency supply of clothing and underwear and bandages. I have a cash stash.
Duct tape?
I have duct tape.
Do you really?
Sorry.
Come
I also
on.
Have one of those. That's it. If you have water that has any sort of bacteria in it, you can also use it to have.
See, I'm one of those people who I'd be like, Patty?
Yeah.
Can I borrow a Band-Aid?
That's a guest that we should book, Michael. We should book somebody who can help us prepare an emergency kit. So,
I know someone with IEMA, Illinois Emergency Management.
Exactly.
And his whole job is basically to do just that.
Yes, we should definitely talk about that. Let's get a guest on.
Yeah.
We could do it tonight. It's not necessary tonight.
Yes.
Michael, I was in the car.
Is it Patty, though? Come on.
I was on the phone with Michael. He was telling me all these. He's like, I have topics and we could do a call. And I was like, but he goes, what do you want, Patty? I'm like, oh, I didn't think of it that way. Yes. I know what I would like to do, but then it's hard to then book guests if we don't know we're coming on the air or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Want me to book somebody who can prepare us for the zombie apocalypse? I understand.
Yes.
We'll get them ready to go.
We need to be prepared because she already has a bag.
I have a bag.
Oh.
And one for each of my children. Yeah. Well, in particular, to be serious, when you have a child who has a disability or anybody in your family who has any sort of health needs, you have to be prepared because you never know what might happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, and really it comes down to, and Tom Skilling has said this, it's not a matter of if, but when something happens, whether it's a natural disaster or something else happens, a power outage, you need to be prepared. And you would hate to be caught with, you know, knowing that there was something you could do.
Well, I'm going to be with you, hopefully.
Yes.
Can I borrow some of your water?
You don't live that far from me.
I know.
Potted water. That's what it was. Potted water. Yes.
And this is a very serious question. What would the duct tape be for? I know everybody rushes out to buy.
Well, duct tape is if there's something that, if you're worried about chemicals, if there's some sort of that I just have, or, you know, to repair anything. If you, let's say, you know, whether it's clothing or something you're traveling in, even the bag that you have, you can use duct tape. I've had duct tape on my car for about 8 months, like a little piece of my flap and my bumper underneath that no one can see was like hitting the ground. And I just used duct tape.
I've seen that car.
Yeah.
Driving down the road.
Yeah. It has duct tape under it. That's how classy I roll, my friend.
There you go.
I don't need to worry about my deductible. I'm going to have to get the insurance company involved in this little scrape up.
You have duct tape and pod water. You're good.
Potted water,
right.
Yes. Yeah. I have a filter for potted water.
This is so fascinating.
You had no idea, did you?
No idea.
Michael's like, oh, here we go again. Patty, ready for any emergency. I contend that it's because I was trained as a lifeguard that you're always like expecting the worst. You're expecting the worst to happen.
Right.
People would always hate the lifeguards because we were always so mean or telling them what to do and to follow the rules. And what I would always tell people is, I'm not here for you to have fun. I'm here to make sure you don't go home dead.
I could just see you going from person to person. Now I have Michael's zombie apocalypse in my head, going from person to person giving CPR.
Not like needlessly.
Are you okay? Annie, can you hear me?
No, I am on the lookout because what you would do in an emergency as a lifeguard is you would one, alert the rest of the staff. So you, a 3-3 is a whistle that you blow as a lifeguard. Tell them to know that it's a life or death.
Okay.
Right? So if someone's drowning or someone looks like they're not breathing or they're choking, then you blow a 3-3.
That's like 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Yeah, three quick blows on the whistle. You stop, three quick blows on the whistle. Now, if it's a non-emergency but something that requires attention and to let everybody know that you are leaving your position where you're guarding, you wave orange to let them know that you have to attend to something, that you have to leave. So, because if you leave your boat or your perch, then you are leaving people unguarded.
Oh, so somebody else has to take over your perch then.
And to make sure that I don't need more help.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
is there a red flag or just the orange?
That's just the two things that you got. Well, because we wear guard. I'm sorry. That's how I like
we.
Lifeguards forever. We wear orange. So you are equipped with an orange jacket and you wave whatever you have. Pretty much. If you have a shirt, whenever they see someone frantically waving, and there's constantly a captain or a mate at any of the beaches with binoculars watching to see if anything is happening that require. Oh, yeah. If you go to North Avenue Beach, you'll see the mate or the captain standing in a tower looking up and down.
I've seen them. Yeah. I just wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they're saving lives, but they don't save lives every day, do they?
No. I mean, it's gotten, I think because people are a little more bold, they aren't paying attention to the conditions in the water, so there might be more what's called a jump when you get into the water to save somebody.
God, I knew none of this.
Do we make Mike Hammernick wait? We'll go now. Let's go now. It seems like we should.
I bet he has a
go
kit.
To a break. All right.
I bet he has a kit though.
He has a kit.
You know, one of the same
Hold
thing
on.
You do.
Let's tease it. Let's tease and see. Mike Hammernick, before we go to the break, do you have a go bag?
I don't. No.
What?
Me and Mike, we're gonna find you, right, Mikey?
Do you know what a go bag is, Mike?
Yes, I do.
All right,
I'm always at work if anything bad happens. So.
Just hide my Skilling.
I need to have one at work.
Skilling will just raise his hands like Harry Potter and make it all go away.
I imagine that Mike needs one to be around all the other people in the weather bunker over there. All right, hold on one second, Mike. Let's find out about the weather in just a moment. Stand by. We'll talk to weatherman Mike Hammernick when we come back on 720 WGN. I think we have an update on the White Sox game, Andrea.
Oh, we do. Yes.
Yes. So we've been told that they are going to resume or start play. They never threw out a pitch.
No, they have not thrown out a pitch. The tarp is still on the field. Andy and Adam were describing it as it's just, you know, crazy rainy. Nobody was on the field. Some people even started to leave, but they are going to attempt to play.
All right. So from WGN TV, let's find out if that is a reasonable decision to make. Mike Hammernick, our meteorologist, joins us on the line.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well. We're it's a little bit damp outside. Worse in some areas, obviously, than it is where we are. How are we faring in our part of the woods?
Well, the good news is we don't have any severe weather warnings right now. And you mentioned about the White Sox. I think things are looking okay there. Their radar is pretty clean south and west of the park. There's a few showers trying to get going, down around Kankakee, but we'll keep an eye on those. But for right now, there's nothing threatening the park, so it's looking good right now for that 8:55 start. But the stronger storms have now lifted north of the city and into Evanston, the north and northwest suburbs, which really don't need any more rain, but that's really how things are evolving right now. We're more concerned with flooding and heavy rain than we are with tornadoes like we were earlier this evening with a tornado touchdown confirmed in southern or central portions of Will County. So we're not looking at any hail or high winds or tornado threat, it looks like, anymore. But the main threat from here on out is going to be flooding.
So they were getting pounded in Will County, we were saying a little bit earlier. Frankfort and Green Garden, too. I know that golf course out there that always seems to get hit.
Yeah, you know, that central part of Will County and the southern and western Will County, absolutely. It seems like they get more than their share of tornado action. But, yeah, the brief tornado touchdown around Wilton Center shortly before, I think it was 7 o'clock or just after 7 o'clock, and that tornado warning expired at 7:30. The cell that produced that brief tornado touchdown moved through Frankfort and then into southern Cook County, but by then the rotation had weakened and was no longer a tornado threat, and that cell now has moved out over the lake, so it's not a concern. But we still have a lot of storms out there north of the city, and we'll have to watch this flooding threat as the evening wears on. We've got reports of flooded roads in northern Kane County, near Hampshire, Route 72 flooded, and flash flood warning continues until 8:30 for another 5 minutes for Kane County, but that may be extended. It's still raining across portions of northern Kane County. So we'll watch the rain for the rest of the night, but I think the severe weather threat, talking about tornadoes, hail, and damaging wind, I think that is fortunately pretty much over with for us.
Yeah, we've got someone from the 847 says that it's pouring right now on Elgin. I love when we get the updates from people because feel like you're all, you know, going through this together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, that Elgin, absolutely. In fact, there's a lot of rain still to the west of Elgin around DeKalb, so it's not over yet for Elgin. I feel sorry for those folks. We've had just an incredible stretch here in May and June with heavy rain. It's been the wettest May, June in Chicago history, and we're just adding on to that now. We've already set the record, the two-month record for total for rain here in Chicago, and this is, keeps piling on. Major flooding being reported around the Rockford area this evening. So, you know, I just want to turn it off. Unfortunately, it looks like we haven't yet.
Mike, I was watching you tweet as well. So there's over 2 inches in Mundelein. They look like they received the most. This is as of about a few hours ago. So that might have increased by now. Cary, 2 inches, Algonquin, and Lake Zurich, about an inch and a half. So talk a little bit about some of these rivers and some of this flash flooding in these areas and the standing water and how this is just really wreaking havoc on many of these rivers that are at either, what is it, flood level or crest? It's cresting, right, when it gets to the point of where...
Well, the short-term concern is the flooding for the roads and basements. We get through the storms, and we're concerned about some of the smaller creeks, but that water usually doesn't make it back into the river and cause serious river rises until after the rain has left, and I think that'll be the case. But we're going to see the Des Plaines River, the Fox River rise once again. We're just getting to the point where these rivers were going down and below flood stage in many areas. And we're thinking if we could keep the rainfall totals under 2 inches, we'd be in pretty good shape. And unfortunately, we're going to eclipse that. So I think we'll see some rises once again on the Des Plaines and the Fox River and eventually down in the Illinois River where some portions of those rivers are still under warnings at this point. But if we can keep it under 3 inches, and I think most areas will, we're going to avoid any real serious flooding on those rivers. That's probably the best news I can give. And I think we'll probably keep it under that 3-inch mark for most areas. But we'll keep an eye on it. Certainly, you don't want any flooding, but right now it's looking like a minor to moderate flood on the rivers over the next couple of days as we see them rise once again.
Yeah, a lot of water collecting. One of our listeners in the 224 says lots of flooded parking lots in Wakanda, especially the Jewel. Mother Nature's tub has overflowed.
That's a good one, yeah.
The soils are just saturated because, you know, we had a record rainfall in May, and June is getting close to a record, and you combine the 2 months, we've surpassed anything we've ever seen here in Chicago. And to be honest with you, it actually could be a lot worse. I think when we see that type of rainfall numbers, we could be seeing major flooding on the rivers. We haven't seen that. So I think in that respect, we're fortunate, but most of the flooding in the rivers has been minor to moderate. You don't want to see any flooding, of course, but so far we've avoided the major type of flooding. And boy, if we can turn off the rain, I think that will be the case. But and I think we do have some dry days coming up later this week. This is our one main threat of rain until perhaps the weekend. So much needed and very welcome 2 or 3 days to dry out here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Wow. Well, we thank you so much for your time, Mike, and look forward to, I hope we can, and I say this every time we talk to a meteorologist, we'd love to talk to you on a beautiful day as well.
Yes. Yeah. Always.
Call me tomorrow.
All right. All right. It's a date. Thank you,
all
Mike.
Right.
See you, Mike.
How can people follow you on social media?
On Twitter at Mike Hamernick, at Mike Hamernick, and WGN Mike Hamernick on Facebook.
Excellent. Have a great night. Stay dry, Mike.
All right. You too. Stay dry.
Thank you. He knows more than we do.
Oh,
more
he's great.
He's so good. More after this on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis. Listeners have questions for Andre Darlis, comments on our text screen. You can always call or text us at 312-981-7200. I'm looking at all the monitors around me, Andrea, and I get the feeling that Rokan is farsighted. These monitors are all up in my business.
They certainly are. I don't know how you can move your hands.
What's happening?
And Anna's was way back over here, and I had to pull it forward. So
somewhere in the
opposite.
Middle. Yeah. Okay, I guess full disclosure, you know, sometimes we talk about things going on in the studio. If you watch us at WGNradio.com, you can get a look. By the way, there are some people who really, Ken, I'm not talking about you. I appreciate that you want to see Andrea.
Thanks, Ken.
I appreciate you want to see Andrea.
And full disclosure, I don't even know know Ken, but thanks, Ken.
Yes, but you're not the only one. I found out. I've noticed that there are actually a lot of messages to the station regarding our cameras in studio for online.
Oh.
So there. I mean, there is. It is fun to get to see the people you're listening to and kind of watch what's going on. And so, without if you're not watching us, we have. I have in front of me five screens, five monitors. I have the call screen, so I can see when you lovely folks give us a call. And Michael types in a description of what your comments are going to be. Then we have, I don't know what this is. And then...
I know, right? There's monitors we don't even know what they're for.
I've never said that. You know what? Let's just go ahead and push that. Why do I need that? I'm just
going to go. Let me see.
It's just my levels. It's just all my levels. So when I talk, I don't...
Okay, you don't need that.
If my levels are off, I wouldn't know it, and I wouldn't know what to do about it. So let's just disregard that one.
So you have three.
This is my, for my bumps. And I want to play music, a little Black Crow. So that's my music screen right there, and I can also see like what the you know what breaks are coming up, and then we have our text screen, and I will get to those in a second, and then we have WGN News right next to me, which is also where you work.
Yeah, I was there today.
What'd you work on today?
Sad story. A girl was hit by with a hammer at the McDonald's over on Chicago and State.
No.
Yes.
Did she survive?
She did. She's fine. She got three stitches. She's going to be okay. And the woman who attacked her is getting the help that she needs. They believe she suffers from mental illness.
And that's the thing. You cover so much ground, I know, here at WGN News. So you have a following and some fans that want to chime in a little bit from the 630. I know you Southwest Side girl, Andrea. Did you ever hit at Willow Run 9-hole in Marley, just west of Wolf Road, about 191st Street? My mom's half Greek, half Italian. Look out.
Oh, I've played that course. I actually, that was one of the first courses I started playing.
There you go.
A little 9-hole course, yeah.
There you go.
I play a lot of the courses in the south and southwest suburbs, and have to give Silver Lake a shout out because my friend Lizzie is the proprietor there, and her cousin Amy runs Silver Lake, and it's a great place if you ever want to go out.
I wish I could golf.
We're gonna learn. They have a learning day.
You're adorable.
They do. They have a learning day, and the cup you could knock a soccer ball into it.
I wish my husband would call in. My father-in-law, one of the greatest human beings I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. You know, outside of my family, my own blood.
Uh-huh.
Although even then. But he spent 2.5 hours. We were on a golf course, and he was a great golfer and a great teacher. And he almost like he was so frustrated. He could not see what was going wrong with my swing. Like I would swing. He would teach me how to swing. I'd swing, and then when I'd walk up to the ball, I'd clip it and chip it. And
see, but you're athletic. I think you would probably be good once you learn the proper swing.
Many people have tried and failed. and I want to keep liking people. 630, beautiful Greek goddess golfer Andrea. Green Garden is between-ish Frankfurt and Manhattan in Will County-ish. Chetty of Willow Springs-ish.
Those are my people, Will County. I worked out there for a while, too, in Joliet.
I love all the ishes. So we do have a lot of folks chiming in about the rain in their area. It's now pouring right now in Elgin. Folks expressing their concern about West Nile disease. Mosquitoes are already found to be positive in Evanston. That is worrisome. Got a lot of things that we've got to make sure we're on top of. Yes. So the White Sox will be starting at 8:55, and Andre and I will be on deck in case anything changes.
That's right.
And hopefully, I don't know how many people... Do we have any shots of the park? Do we know how many people have stayed? I guess we don't
know. Andy said that a bunch of people were leaving, but hopefully, go back. Your parking can be validated.
Get your burgers on. Their Cuban burger is amazing out
there. Is it? Oh, I've never had it.
Oh, it's so good.
We're going to do field trip.
I know, but I have to do like many weeks of cardio to feel like I could still recover from whatever damage I do to my arteries.
Do you do that if you eat something, say you have pizza or you have a burger, do you do the next day you think I got to work it off?
I don't know about the next day. What I want to be is at the point where I don't have to worry about the next day. Yes. Michael? Go, we have to go. Time to go.
We had a little time.
We
had 45 seconds, right?
DeKalb also pouring rain, and we're just trying to make sure that we are ready when the when they need us out at the cell. Not
That's
the cell,
right.
Not Comiskey.
I
G-rate,
do the same thing.
The place where the
what
White
do they
Sox
call it? The
play.
Rate? The G-rate?
The G-rate? Which I thought should have been the great.
Just say Comiskey.
Like the cereal? Like the
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. They're great! No? Is that going to work for the marketing?
All right. I like it.
Markle. I'm so
pretty
tired.
Patty.
Polo.
Hey, Michael, let me know when we have to turn it over to the folks.
You got about 10 seconds
on the south side. All right, we're going to sign
go
off.
Sox.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We might be back if it starts raining again. Stay dry out there, everybody. And go baseball and White Sox.
There you go.